Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Somebody just sent in a text of a picture of Yanni, you know, the artist, the musician Yanni. And they were saying how every time they saw the walking man in downtown Chicago, they would text each other and say, Yanni's on the street again. And the picture that they sent, he really does look like Yanni. If you're not familiar with the walking man, he's a fixture on Chicago streets. He chooses to live on the streets. He was attacked with a baseball bat probably 5, 6, 7 years ago. And he's the guy that's in the news because somebody set him on fire. And the guy who did it, Lauren, didn't he just say, well, I'm just an angry person. That was his excuse.
Well, at least prosecutors said that was why. So it's possible that he mentioned that, too, which, hey, I can be angry sometimes, too. You would never do that just for being angry. Yeah. You're heartless if you do something like that.
Absolutely. That's pure evil. Clint Krisloff, attorney at Krisloff Law, is with us because we all want to understand this parking meter deal. It just seems to get worse and worse, and it seems to be one of the craziest things that anybody representing the city of Chicago would put us on the hook for 75 years. But I suppose when you talk about the casino, that's going to be in action for 75 years. Hey, Clint, thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. Is this something
that... I'm glad to be with you.
You talk about when you're in law, you talk about a lot of things. Does this come up in your circle of conversation? Because it certainly comes up in most of mine.
You mean about the parking meter?
The deal, yeah.
The deal. You know, the deal was like fast cash for the city when they did it, and they really didn't consider a whole bunch of things. Like, in the beginning, it was way undervalued. Although $1.16 billion seems like a lot of money, the fact of the matter is that the people who got the lease for paid $1.16 billion, they've already taken out back more than $1.5 billion. And so they've gotten out all their money up front. They got $500 million on top of that. And they are still going to be making roughly at least 30-some million dollars a year, just cashing out every year from here until as far as the eye can see. As one of the problems with the deal was they were so undervalued in the beginning. But, you know, parts of it are structured as it was. They turned over all the revenue rather than saying, well, we're going to share it. And so if there was upside, if the city had a 50% share of it, it would have gotten the upside of the revenue. And the fact of the matter is that the usual municipal financing that you do for things that the city wants to operate could have been done. There was a pilot program that Laz Parking was doing, and it would have cost the city only $35 million to expand that citywide, and then the city could have all of this revenue and then financed it, issued bonds against it. The city would have had this $1.5 billion that the lessees got. And, you know, just to make sure that there's icing on top of the cake, on top with the cherry and the and all of this has a bad taste, and the city still has to pay these true-up compensation revenues for when it closes off a street for a parade, sewer repairs, you name it.
Yeah, in fact, even the dining that they've opened up, you know, allowing restaurants to have outdoor dining during COVID, I understand that the city's paid $79 million for bagging meters when those streets are closed, like you said, for festivals or dining or whatever it might be.
Yeah, okay, and so, you know, at the rate the city's been paying, it's going to pay back. In addition to not getting the revenue from the deal itself, it's going to pay back over the 75 years the $1.16 billion that it got in the first place just by these true-up payments every year.
Okay, so let's recap it. It's 2009. It was a deal to privatize Chicago street parking. It was then struck by Mayor Richard M. Daley. They were awarded a 75-year contract at Chicago Parking Meters for an upfront cash payment of $1.6 billion. Not only have they made that money, $1.16 billion, right. Not only have they made that money back, but they've made, what, over $500 million? And we still have 61 years left on this lease?
A mere 61 years left to go.
Oh, my gosh.
Your grandchildren will probably find out how the whole thing turns out in the end.
And Chicago Parking Meters are who? Who is this? Who's profiting? Who are these people?
It was a creation of Morgan Stanley, and there are outside investors. I believe the Sovereign Fund of Abu Dhabi is one of the investors. I mean, these are big investors, and they did really well on this. And at some point, you got to say, enough is enough. You know what? That's not the only deal that's a problem. The parking meters we all experience and we all are annoyed because we see it all the time in addition to the revenue that's lost. But, you know, the Chicago Skyway, which is a toll bridge, not a toll road, because the city can't administer a toll road, that's another deal that was done in 2005. But see, it doesn't affect it. We don't experience it as much, but that deal was sold in 2005 for $1.83 billion, which seemed like a lot of money at the time. But it was then resold about 5 years ago for $2.9 billion. And so the initial lessee sold it, you know, a few years later to a bunch of Canadian pension funds for a $1.1 billion profit, which is another $1.1 billion the city would have if it had just done the deal itself.
And was this all signed off on by the city council at the time?
Yep. You know, the city council might focus on stuff, but in neither of these cases did they really focus on the really underlying structural problems.
And the Skyway is a 99-year lease, correct?
Yep. Okay. So we've only got another,
I don't even want to know.
2104. So, you know, hang around. It's great incentive. But you know what? There's a trifecta here because the Millennium Park garages themselves, you know, while they were only sold for $539 million, the people that bought them have this provision that the city can't allow another public garage to open within the defined territory, which is like from the lake through two-thirds of the loop. City can't allow another public garage to open except to compensate the Millennium Park garages for what's perceived to be the lost revenue that they would have over the 99 years. And so the city has already had to pay back on that first $539 million when the city allowed the Aqua Building to open with a 1,200-car public garage. The garage lessee was seeking like $250 million, which got resolved with the city paying back like a mere $60 million compensation. But you know, that deal is really a problem because it limits what can go up in the loop. And so if you want to build a new hotel with a public garage in it to attract people, somebody's gotta compensate the Millennium Park garages for that. If the city had just done the Millennium Park garages deal itself, it could have financed it itself. It could have then developed. It could then develop the loop however it really wants to.
Clint, do you think there's any hope that this city will forbid its city council, its elected officials, from signing leases that are 75 years and 99 years? It seems ridiculous that we can get ourselves into this kind of financial loss. It's financial ruin, really. I mean, if this was an individual doing this, you would say that's just idiotic.
Well, there's, you know, and what's left to sell? And the, but, you know, by, had they done it by traditional municipal bond financing, then those have to be limited to 40 years, and they have typically call provisions which say, well, okay, you can buy it back in for like 105% of what you paid, of what you got in the first place. And so there would be the flexibility to determine if a deal was really turned out to be crummy, that we could replace it.
Yeah.
And these are way that, I mean, we were disappointed that the city didn't join us in attacking these deals, because we think that had the city done that, the courts probably would have agreed that the deals had to be fixed.
Yeah, we're all disappointed in it. Keep an eye on it. We can't wait to have you on again in the future. We got to jump to news and then get ready because Tom Skilling is joining us next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.